listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with What's Making News Around the Border. Today marks Anzac Day, commemorating those who've served and given their lives for Australia. The border has a sizeable defence community, many of whom are expected to attend a number of events today, with thousands waking up early despite the very chilly temperatures. Wodonga RSL President Jamie Wolfe says their dawn service is currently underway.
That'll be followed by a march of our ex and current serving members of the Defence Force, primary schools and other community groups starting at 10:30. They will be forming up from 10:15 outside the RSL.
Services are also being held in Albury today and right across the northeast. Making other news this morning, a 23-year-old Wodonga man's facing 23 charges after allegedly getting involved in a petrol drive-off on Tuesday. He allegedly crossed over the border before returning. The car was brought to a stop with stop sticks. The man was due to face court yesterday. And Victoria's Consumer Action Law Centre has welcomed a recent proposal by the Essential Services Commission to reduce the Victorian default offer for power bills by 6.4%. But the centre is pushing for the VDO to be reduced even further. As CEO Stephanie Tonkin explains, that's because they're seeing greater levels of energy debt in the community.
And we're also hearing about energy retailers not meeting all of their obligations under the payment difficulty framework, including offering concessions to people who are entitled to receive some relief on their energy bills.
A couple of Anzac Day clashes in the O&M later today to get round five underway. It's a Wodonga clash with the Raiders and Bulldogs going at it at Birralee Park from 2 p.m. while the Tigers host the Hoppers. North Albury are looking for their fifth straight win as they sit on top of the ladder. And speaking of North, they've re-signed Tim Broomhead as coach for 2025 after their recent success. He's told the Border Mail it was an easy decision.